ay may dalang mga posibilidad ng tagumpay o kabiguan, ng ligaya o lungkot. Kaya marapat lamang natanggapin si Jesucristo bilang tagapagligtas at Panginoon. At matapos yon ay panariwain ang katapatan at paglapit sa Kanya bawat araw o day by day. Ang day by day ay naglalayong umalalay sa pang-araw-araw na pamumuhay Kristiyano.
Thank you. Narito po ang ikalawang bahagi ng mensahe ni Pastor Ed Lapis na pinamagatang
The Way to the Upper Room.
So what is the way to the upper room? Anong sabi ng Panginoon? Pumunta kayo doon, gawin nyo to, gawin nyo yan. At natagpuan nila yung upper room na yon. Ang unang hakbang, of course, if you want to find the upper room, is following Jesus. But following Jesus can be costly. It can mean leaving the world behind. Because not the whole world likes to follow Jesus. Pansinin niyo po that the disciples were not even with their families and they were not even thinking of their families that time, that very special time. Usually, ang mga magkakamag-anak, ang pamilya ay magkakasama buong-buo dahil meron silang pagpipista. Subalit, ang mga disipulo ay sakripisyo ang kanilang buhay in the sense that they turned their backs on many social responsibilities to be with the Lord. So the Lord's disciples were not even with their families at this very special time, but they were with Him. Sabi ng Panginoon sa Matthew 19:29, "And everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or fields, for my sake, will receive 100 times as much, and will inherit eternal life." It doesn't follow automatically that when we are with the Lord, we're going to abandon our duties, our family, our fields, our business, our enterprise. But there are moments in time when we really have to make that choice, and it is our prayer that the people of God will always make the right choice, if such a choice has to be made. Dumarating ang panahon na pumipili talaga tayo kung anong paglilingkuran natin, tao o Diyos. Sinong kakasamahin natin? At yung piling ng tao o yung piling ng Diyos? Sinong mas gusto nating magkaroon ng kaluguran, ang tao o ang Diyos? Anong uunahin natin? Hanap buhay, yung field, yung pagsasaka, yung negosyo, o yung ministry? Hindi laging hinihingi na pagpilian yan dahil pwedeng sabay. Pero may mga mangilang-ilang pagkakataon na kailangan ng kabayanihan, nawa lahat tayo alam natin kung alin at sino ang dapat talagang inuuna sa buhay na ito. Of course, another way to the upper room is seeking the Lord's instruction. Nakita natin, following Jesus. But first, how can you follow when you do not seek the Lord's instruction? So they asked Him, "Where do you want us to go?" And of course, certainly, what really made it happen was obeying when instructed. Obeying when sent. Sa paghahanap po nila ng upper room na yon, sapagkat hindi nila alam kung nasaan at saan sila pupunta, sila ay nagtanong, sila ay sumunod. Now, 2 disciples were sent into the city. Interestingly, the Lord gave a very quaint instruction. Sabi niya, "You will find a man carrying a jar of water." Now, that was very strange because in the culture of Israel, it was women who carried the water. It was women who brought jars with them to fetch water. Kaya yung woman at the well, etc., etc. Wala pa kayong nakita na picture at wala pa kayong makikita ng art depiction ng lalaking may sunong-sunong na banga at umiigib ng tubig. Sa atin sa Pilipinas, lalaki at babae parehong gumagawa niyan. Pero sa Israel, babae ang gumagawa nun. So, this obedience was very interesting in the sense that the Lord said, "You're going to find a man carrying a jar of water." Immediately, if you didn't want to be obedient, you would say, a man carrying a jar of water, is something not wrong with that. Parang mali. Lalaki na may daladalang banga, iigib ng tubig. At pagkatapos ng pagsunod pa, susundin mo pa yon. Sabi, pag nakakita kayo ng lalaking may daladalang jar of water, sundan nyo at kung saan man bahay sa pumasok, pumasok din kayo. In other words, it was difficult to follow that instruction because it was strange, but nevertheless, it also was easy because it was so easy to spot a man carrying a jar of water because he was probably the only one doing that. Kaya maganda yung instruction ng Panginoon, hindi sila maliligaw. And then, of course, they had to be obedient to enter the stranger's house. Hindi lang sila sumunod sa isang kakaibang tao, sumunod pa sila hanggang loob ng bahay na sinuot nun. At yung amo nun na nasa loob, sasabihan pa nila na ipinapatanong po ng aming Panginoon kung nasaan ang kwartong aming paggaganapan ng aming pista. So you're going to ask a stranger for a favor. But because they were willing to go through all that, they found the upper room. Let's fast forward to today and talk about the way to today's and to our upper rooms. Akala nyo ba wala ng upper room ngayon? Meron pa. Because what is particularly and physically and materially true in Scripture can now become a universal symbol of truths, of realities that can be particularized in our own time and space. Ano po ba yung posibleng mga equivalent ng today's upper room? Well, the Lord's will, the Lord's revelations, the Lord's work, the Lord's blessing. Paano natin mararating yun? Yung fulfillment of God's will and promise, and possibly the entry point to glory. Yan po ang pwedeng mga upper room natin ngayon. Yung mga gusto ng Panginoong maganap sa ating buhay. So tatanungin natin, saan po ba ako pupunta? Ano bang dapat kong gawin para mangyari ang gusto niyong mangyari? Makarating ako sa dapat kong marating at magawa natin ang dapat nating magawa, Panginoon. Meron pa rin mga upper rooms ngayon, hindi na lang ngayon lugar, it is now a place in the heart. And just as it was true then, it is still true now, the way to today's upper rooms is following Jesus. Where do you want us to go, O Lord? Instead of, where do I want to go? This is where I want to go. Marami pong mga tao hindi nakakarating sa kanilang upper room, hindi natutupad ang mga pangako ng Diyos, hindi nangyayari ang kalooban ng Panginoon kasi ang hinahanap nila yung gusto nilang puntahan at hindi yung pinapapuntahan sa kanila ng Panginoon. So, the way to today's upper room, still following Jesus instead of self. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Pagka sinasabing, oy, Tony, sabi mo, no, Tony doesn't live here anymore. This is Jesus living in this body. I no longer live, but it is Christ who lives in me. If Christ died for us, is it too much to allow Him to live in us? To live through us? To speak through our mouths? To work through our hands? To travel through our feet? Sabi niya, hindi na ako ito, ang Panginoon na. Dapat nga nasa impyerno ako. So sinagip niya ako sa impyerno, namatay siya para ako isagip. So ano naman na hayaan ko siyang mabuhay dito sa aking katawan. That's why our bodies become the temple of the Holy Spirit. You want to find your upper room, whatever it is now, it's not where you want to go, but it's where Jesus directs you to go. So it is following Jesus and not self. Romans 6:13, do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness. Ang buong katawan ni Jesus ay namatay para sa atin. Hindi lang namatay ang kanyang kuko, hindi lang namatay ang kanyang buhok, hindi lang namatay ang kanyang daliri, namatay ang buong katawan. Is it too much that we offer parts of our body to Him to be extensions of His ministry? Christ died for us. The only logical thing for us to do is to let Him live in us and through us. Pero maraming ganun, hindi nangyayari. Hindi nakikita yung upper room, yung mga pangako ng Diyos, hindi natutupad. Ang mga dapat mangyari, hindi nangyayari. Kasi, hindi sumusunod ang paa kung saan pinapapunta ni Jesus. Hindi sumusunod ang mata kung saan pinapatitig ng Panginoon. Kung saan tumititig. Kumisan tititig ka sa tukso, so natukso ka. Kumisan tititig ka doon sa nakakainis, sa nakakagalit, so mawawalan ka ng gana kahit sa iyong ministry, kahit sa iyong paglilingkod. Kaya ang sabi sa Bible, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author, the perfecter of our faith. Mahalagang makita natin na sa Panginoon tayo tititig. The parts of our body must be surrendered to the prodding and leading of the Holy Spirit. Ano ba po ang paraan? Following Jesus instead of others, instead of the world. Meron nga, hindi naman sarili ang sinunod. Very sacrificing. Pero ang sinusunod pala, kapwa-tao lang. Especially, tao na merong mali at masamang impluensya sa kanya. Galatians 1:10, if I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. Kung ang laman pa lang ng aking isip ay paglingkuran ng tao, pasayahin ng tao, bigyan ng kaluguran ng mga taong nakapaligid sa akin, and to seek man's approval, I cannot be a servant of Christ. I will not be a servant of Christ. Kasi meron tayong ibang amo, meron tayong ibang sinusunod. Kaya po sa pagbubulay-bulay natin ito, mahalagang naisip din natin, sino po bang amo nyo? Sino ba talagang amo natin? Sino ba talagang ating audience? Alam niyo po ang mga bata, madaling malaman kung sinong audience eh. Magulang nila, Mami, tumutulay ako sa alambre. Diba? Mami, may dala akong ahas. Daddy, tingnan mo, kaya ko ng lumangoy. Ipinapakita mo lagi siya ang gusto mong matuwa, yung approval niya ang iyong hinahanap. And then, paglaki-laki ng bata, kung sino-sino na ang nagiging amo, yung mga kabarkada na, kung ano sinabi ng kabarkada, para matuwa ang mga kabarkada, yun na ang gagawin, kahit kumisan mali. At pag na-inlove pa, ano na ngayon ang amo mo, yung ito ngayong romantic object ng iyong affection. At kung sino-sino na ang nagiging amo natin, kung minsan pera, kung minsan pangarap, kung minsan pride, kaya ang napakahalaga daw, hindi lang tayo men pleasers, but God pleasers. It is important to put that in place, to find your upper room. And of course, just like those disciples, the way to our upper rooms now is seeking the Lord's instruction. Through prayer, through inner conviction, a conscience that is for all the time being purged and purified by the Holy Spirit. Through the Word of God, the Bible, and through godly counsel. Bago tayo kumilos, bago tayo magdesisyon, bago tayo tumakbo, nananalangin muna, nagtatanong muna sa Diyos, Lord, ito po ba ang gusto niyo? Bago umuo sa isang business proposal, nananalangin muna, Lord, this is the direction you want me to take to go to my upper room. In that case, my upper room is my business plan or my business goal. Ito po ba? Bago mo tuloy ang ihulog ang loob sa pag-ibig, Lord, ito po ba ang will niyo para sa akin? O nakakakita ba ako ng mga senyales na hindi ito dapat? Bago makipag-business partnership, bago magpasya, bibiling ko ito, gagawin ko yon. Nagtatanong ba tayo sa Diyos? Nananalangin, humihingi ng payo ng mga makadiyos na mga tao sa ating paligid. Psalm 119:105, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Eh yung iba naman, yung salita nga ng Diyos, a lamp para sa kanila, pero lamp na napakalayo. Nakakita na ba kayo ng ilaw na pagkalayo-layo? Matitisod pa rin kayo, magkakamali pa rin kayo kasi malayo eh. Kaya sabi, lamp to my feet, light for my path. Ilalapit natin sa buhay natin yung salita ng Diyos. Ia-apply natin sa pang-araw-araw na desisyon hanggang sa mga maliliit na hakbang. Pupunta ba ako ngayon sa Kabuyaw, Laguna? Ito ba ang uunahin kong gagawin? Sabi, your word is a lamp to my feet. Yung immediate step that I will take can be helped by the light of your word. So every small step, every immediate step, we pray for. Hindi naman siguro kailangan kayong manalangin. O ba't ang tagal lang nananalangin ng mami mo, nananalangin po kung isusuot kayong pula o green. Hindi naman siguro ganun. Pero yung mga desisyon lalo na mahalaga, na may sasangkot ang mga ibang tao, maaari tayong mapahamak, kailangan ipinagdarasal na mabuti. 1 Kings 22:7, but Jehoshaphat asked, is it there not a prophet of the Lord here whom we can inquire of? So what we see here is a very distinguished man, very prominent, looking for a prophet para humingi ng payo. Mahalaga na nagtatanong, ano ba kaya ang kalooban ng Diyos? Ito kaya ang mabuti para sa akin? Kasi kadalasan pagka po tayo ay masyadong emotionally involved with an issue or there's something that we really personally like, our judgment is clouded. Hindi nagiging malinaw kasi meron tayong personal vested interest. Kaya nung si Solomon ay ginawang hari ng Diyos, anong hiningi niya? 2 Chronicles 1:10, give me wisdom and knowledge that I may lead this people, for who is able to govern this great people of yours? In other words, Solomon was saying, give me knowledge so that I can obey you. So I will know your will, because I know that if I do what your will is, then I will be able to govern well. It is in obedience to the Lord, which of course brings us to the third step, to our upper room, obeying the Lord's instructions. First of all, we've got to know the instructions, and then it's not enough to know, we've got to obey those instructions. In spite of the jar-carrying man. Kung minsan, dahil parang strange, kakaiba, jar-carrying man, we think that we have an excuse not to obey anymore because it's strange. And sure enough, we will find some strange things about some of God's commands. But that did not deter the two disciples to obey the instruction anyway. Look for a jar-carrying man. So the jar-carrying man can make it difficult or easy for us to obey God. Minsan may ipinapagawa sa atin ng Diyos sa parang kakaiba. Parang it doesn't feel right. So when you doubt God, doubt yourself instead. When we doubt the correctness of God, we should doubt our scholarship instead. And if you were the man assigned to carry the jar, just do it. Step out of the box to do God's will. Step out of the box to obey God's leading. Sasabihin siguro ng na-assign na lalaki, o ito, sunungin mo itong palayok na may tubig. Lord naman, di ba pababae ang trabaho na yan? Eh kung babae in-assign ko dyan, eh di hindi nila nakilala dahil lahat ng babae may sunog na palayok. Kaya halika dito, macho man, ikaw magsunog ng palayok na ito para yung maghahanap sa'yo, makita ka agad. There are times when the Lord asks us to do something out of our usual routine, sometimes out of our character. Eh ano naman yon? Ano namang nawala sa iyong puri kung nagdala ka ng palayok na may tubig? In serving God, we must be willing to go out of boxes. In pleasing God, in searching for His will. For instance, Mary got out of the box. You know, Martha was not just complaining about Mary not helping her in the kitchen. I think that there's a deeper story here. Because in the Middle East, in fact, up to now, there are two living rooms, there are two receiving rooms, at least if you had a bigger house. Because you receive the male visitors in one room and the female visitors in another. Go back 2,000 years, more or less, then the people are more conservative. Their life are more structured by tradition and by social convention. And there is this Mary seated among the men, listening to the Lord preach and teach. So Martha went to her correct place according to her value system, which was the kitchen. And she was offended not only that Mary was not helping her, but that Mary, a woman, was sitting among the men. Parang sabi niya, Lord, kababaing tao niyan eh, nakatumpok sa mga lalaki. Di ba hanggang ngayon po, kahit may mga family reunion, may mga social gatherings, kadalasan, eto lahat yung mga lalaki, eto yung mga babae, tumpok-tumpok. Tapos eto yung Mary, nakasalampak sa sahig doon sa paanan ng Panginoon at nakikipag-aralan ng mga sinasabi ng Panginoon, parang mali. Pero nung sinabi ni Martha, Lord, yung kapatid ko, hindi mo sabihang pumunta sa kusina? Ano po sabi ni Lord? Ang pinili niya higit na mainam, hindi yan aalisin sa kanya ang karapatan na yan. Hayaan mo siya dyan. So even Mary, sabi sa Luke 10:42, has chosen what is better and it will not be taken away from her. That's what the Lord said. Ngayon, kung ikaw yung babaeng nagpapakababae lang lagi, hindi ka magiging Mary, lagi kang nandun sa kusina, hindi ka matututo. Because there are social rules that are not necessarily moral law. Tao lang yung may sabing, dapat ganitong behavior mo, dapat ganun, hindi naman Diyos ang may sabi, tao lang. At yung ganung mga structures, yung ganung mga kulungan, dapat handa tayong labasan yon at takasan yon kung tinatawag tayo ng Panginoon sa paglilingkod. And because of obedience, what did the disciples find? They obeyed to go out. They obeyed to look for a strange man carrying a jar and even follow him and even do a more strange thing, and that was to go into a house of a stranger and ask that stranger, where is the room in your house where we can go? But because they were willing, they found, according to Scripture, a large room. Not a small room, a large room. And what kind of room? They found a large upper room, not a basement room. Alam niyo po sa Israel noon, yung ground floor, that's where the animals stayed. Then usually parang merong entresuelo, mataas-taas ng konti, that's where the people stayed. And then there's an upper room, the special room reserved for guests. At maaaring sila Mary nung ipinanganak ang Panginoon, napalagay dun sa baba kung nasan yung mga hayop, kasi nasa loob din ng bahay nila yung mga hayop eh. Hindi naman nasa labas yan, kasama nila doon sa loob ng bahay nila, lalo kung winter, lalo kung mga panahon na may mga panganib, nandun. So, hindi lang siya inilagay doon sa ground floor, hindi lang sila inilagay doon sa mezzanine, where the family usually stays, but they were brought to the upper room. And what did they find? A large upper room which was furnished. Hindi na nila kailangan magdala ng mga dulang, mga unan-una na pwedeng sandalan pagka umupo ka sa sahig para kumain. Hindi na sila kailangan magdala ng mga tupperware o mga styrofoam na mga baso at mga kainan. That it was furnished. And what else? That it was ready. You see, when the Lord directs you, the Lord directs you to find a large upper room that is furnished and ready. But mostly in our lives, we have to make do with small basement dark rooms that are not furnished or only semi-furnished and are not even ready for us because we do it our own way. we go our own way. The Lord's will is that we will have a good life. Why do you think that God created man? For a man to have a good life. It's not the intention of the Lord that we would be miserable, that we will not be able to eat well and live well. The resources of the planet is more than enough for all people. But why is not everyone enjoying life? Because many people are looking for their upper rooms, their own way, in their own time, in their own style. Itinakda ng Panginoon ang maraming bagay para sa atin. Itinakda ng Panginoon na magkakaroon tayong buhay na maayos, mapayapa, masagana. Subalit hindi yun nagaganap dahil hindi natin siya laging tinatanong kung saan niya tayo gustong pumunta. Lumalakad na lang tayo ng atin lang. At kumisan hindi lang tayo nakukulang magtanong, sinabihan na nga tayo kung saan pupunta, sinusuway pa natin. Kaya hindi natin natatagpuan yung upper room na yan. So, this story tells us many important things. Obey God. Seek God's will. And if you were the owner of the upper room, just listen to God's leading, recognize God-sent messengers, and open your house to the Lord's men and women. Open your house to the Lord. Marami nag-cooperate para po mangyari itong tinatawag natin na Lord's Supper. Nag-cooperate yung mga disciples na sumunod sa instruction, nag-cooperate yung lalaki na sumunong ng palayok, at nag-cooperate yung may-ari ng bahay na ipagamit ang kanyang bahay. Gano'ng karaming magagandang Bible study ang dapat nagaganap sa inyong mga barangay, sa inyong neighborhood, magiging upper room ang inyong bahay, kung binubuksan nyo lang yung bahay nyo para magamit ng Panginoon. Para may mga teachers na makarating doon, buksan ninyo ang bahay, and ready, it is furnished, and people can go and converge in your house to do Bible studies. This house owner allowed the Lord to use his house. At kung totoo po na yung ngayong kinikilala ng mga turista na upper room sa Jerusalem, ayun nga, na-immortalize ang bahay niya, na-immortalize ang memory niya, dahil once upon a time, he allowed the Lord and his men to use his house. Do we allow the Lord to use our houses, our farms, our cars, our own body to be his ambassador, to be his spokesperson? The Lord always works this way. He enlists the cooperation of people. It is strange. The Lord likes to honor us. Kayang-kaya naman ng Panginoon na siya na lang ang gumawa ng lahat, pero lagi na lang niya tayong ginagawang kapartner, kasama, to the point that our cooperation is a very important ingredient of the success of such enterprise. Do we cooperate with God o ipinagkakait natin ang ating mga sarili, ang ating mga resources, atin lamang? Then upper room events cannot happen, and we will not be parts of such things even when they happen. So make it large. Make your heart, your body, your resources large, ready, furnished for God's use. Why? Psalm 24, verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Wala tayong pag-aari. Napakaganda po ng Tagalog word for property. In Tagalog, you call your property ari-arian. Bakit po ari-arian? Sa Tagalog, pag inulit nyo ang isang salita at dinagdagan nyo ng an sa dulo, ibig sabihin, let's not be serious, hindi yun totoo. Ligaw-ligawan, saing-saingan, bahay-bahayan, baril-barilan, tatay-tatayan, nanay-nanayan, kunwari. Kaya, ito po ang aming ari-arian. Ibig sabihin, let's not be serious, hindi po talaga sa amin. Because we have a culture of sharing, we allow people to use what God entrusts under our care. So para tayo maging selfish, wala tayo sa lugar, because we brought nothing into the world and we cannot take anything out of the world. The best thing that can happen to our bodies, to our resources, is for such to become tools of God in the furtherance of His kingdom here on earth and in blessing many people. So ipinapagamit ba natin sa Panginoon ang ating karunungan, ang ating edukasyon, ang ating training, ang ating skill? Kasi kung hindi, sa inyo lang. Binigyan kayo ng Panginoon ng husay, tapos pang inyo lang. At pag damatay kayo, hindi nyo naman madadala sa hukay. Sayang, hindi tayo nakatulong sa pagpapalawak ng kaharian ng Diyos. So, the way to our upper room today is letting God do His wonders through us. Just let yourself be a channel, a tool, and a witness to the Lord's wonders. And of course, Another way to letting your Lord's Supper happen in your upper room is doing what you practically can. Remember, when the disciples found the room, it was large, it was furnished, it was ready, but they prepared the Passover. They did not expect a miracle for all the elements to be there on the table. They prepared the Passover. So in dealing with God, we let God do what we cannot, like convince this person to open the room and to open the house. But while we ask the Lord to do what only He can, well, we become busy and do what we can. Kung anong kaya natin gawin, ginagawa natin, ipinapasa Diyos lang natin yung hindi natin kaya. Ano-ano pong mga conclusions and challenges face us here? Mga tanong, questions. Holy Week questions. In fact, any week questions. Do you inquire of God before moving on your own? Tanong yun. Nagtatanong po ba tayo bago magpasya? Isaiah 8:19. Should not a people inquire of their God? Dapat magtanong. Instead of just being inactive in our lives, instead of just being uninvolved, we ask God, God, what do you want us to do? Where do you want us to go? Tell us. Another question is, do you recognize jar-carrying men? Baka naman sobra tayong manhid. Hayan na yung sinabi ni Lord, ito ang magiging tanda. Makakakita ka ng isang lalaking nagbubuhat ng palayok na may tubig. Kakaiba. Hindi mo pwedeng ma-miss. Do you miss that? Do you recognize jar-carrying men? Do you recognize talking donkeys? Dahil sa Biblia, may donkey na nagsalita para lamang magising itong taong nawawala sa sarili. Do you recognize talking snakes? Kasi may mga obvious, mga guidance na ibinibigay ang Panginoon, mga obvious signs. Or do you ignore signs just because you want to go on doing what you really want? Never mind if the Lord is giving us very important signs that we should either go on or not go on. Do you obey God even though your reason sometimes go against His word? Do you obey God even though you might be inconvenienced? It's important. Because two men obeyed God and walked and looked for what must be found, the Lord's Supper, and another chapter of the Holy Week proceeded as it should. Does your obedience become a blessing to many? Does your obedience move the agenda of God forward? Or do we stand in the way and be a stumbling block to everybody else who likes to obey God? Does your disobedience present obstacles to others to be godly? Questions. Do you let God use your upper room, whatever it is, your voice, your talent, your skill, your education, your resources? Everything we have was only given by God. In fact, lent by God, borrowed from God. Hiram lang yan. Dapat nating bigyan ng papuri ang Panginoon sa pamamagitan ng mga bagay na yan. Do you let yourself be a channel, an instrument of God's will to happen? And importantly, ask ourselves, have you found your upper room? Or are you still searching? Baka naman lima-lima na yung lalaking dumaan sa harap mo na may dalang palayok, eh hindi mo pa rin pinapansin. Kasi iba ang hinahanap natin. Nakita na ba natin yung kapahingahan ng ating loob? Nakita na ba natin yung halaga ng buhay? Yung itinatanong ng mga high school students, what is life for? What am I living for? Have we found it? Or the heart is still a lonely hunter, searching for something which when you find is not really there because it is an illusion. Look into Scripture. Look into our hearts. Pray. Because the Lord likes us to find our own upper rooms. Does your obedience allow Holy Week to happen to you or to others? Whatever Holy Week means, the saving work of Jesus, repentance and all. Follow the way to the upper room. Clear the way to the upper room. At meron po akong nais na isang iwan na hamon. Could it be that we're talking about this now because the Lord likes us to abandon a certain form of disobedience, to give up a certain form of disobedience that must be surrendered? It's important to meditate on it now. And in fact, in this whole Holy Week. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us about the upper room that can be what we want and what we need in life. Nawa, Panginoon, itong symbol na ito, magpaliwanag sa amin na aming kalagayan ngayon. Natupad ang gusto nyo. Nangyari ang dapat mangyari dahil naging masunurin ang mga disciples. Ano po ang gusto niyo mangyari sa buhay namin, Lord? Saan niyo po kami gustong makarating? Sino ang gusto niyong sundan namin? Ano ang ipinagagawa niyo sa amin? Anong malaki, maaliwalas, maginhawang upper room ang naghihintay sa amin kung susunod lang kami sa inyo? Anong malaki, maginhawang upper room ang hindi namin natatagpuan dahil di kami sumusunod sa inyo? Nawa, Panginoon, sa sandaling ito, pagpaglinawin niyo pong aming isip. Ipamukha niyo sa amin naming kalagayan at makita namin kung anong kailangan naming sundin. Paalala niyo sa amin, Panginoon, kung meron kayong instruction na alam naman namin, pero hindi pa rin namin sinusunod hanggang ngayon. Mapalapit kami sa inyo, mapalapit kami sa upper room, sa pamamagitan ng pagsunod sa iyong kalooban. Sa mga kapatid, Panginoon, ngayon na sumusunod naman, pero kalakalahati, konti-konti, paudlot-udlot, ipakita mo ang kawalang kwenta ng ganitong uri ng pagsunod. Na buong buo, Panginoon, kayo'y namatay para sa amin. Marapat lang na buong buo kaming sumunod sa inyo. Turuan niyo kami magbulay-bulay kung ano ang kahulugan sa amin ng kwentong ito. Lord, teach us to find very personal applications of this story, of the elements and symbols in this story that can speak to our lives today. Teach us, Father, if there's a form of disobedience that we must abandon, and if there's an act of obedience that we should do, so we can find that place where you want us to go. Mga kapatid, sa ilang saglit tayo magbulay-bulay, mag-isip, manahimik sa presensya ng Diyos. Hinga natin ng personal application ng mensaheng ito. Surely the Word of God is powerful, if only we will allow it to move as God wants it to move. Let's be alone with the Lord in silence and let the Spirit minister to us.
Ang katatapos pong ikalawa at huling bahagi ng mensahe ni Pastor Ed Lapiz ay pinamagatang
The Way to the Upper Room. I will listen. I will love.
oras na po para pansamantalang magpaalam ang programang Day by Day. Tayo po'y magsama-sama mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes. Magandang gabi po at mabuhay ang Panginoong Jesus.